ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen habiba qulubina wa tabiba nufusina abil qasim al-mustafa muhammad wa ala ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Respected dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, you're here with another session to contemplate and spend time to reflect upon the beautiful words and supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam in his great legacy, Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, which provides to us the key for success in this dunya and hereafter with the language of supplication and dua. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the 19th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya gives us a new solution, another help, another way and path of seeking assistance and help when it comes to drought, when it comes to praying for rain, right? And this is one of his duas. And it's beautiful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us that in adjacency to technological advancements, which is a necessary, which reflects our attempts and our striving for promoting the quality of life. Also, dua plays a very important role. Supplication is an important tool that we have alongside with our own abilities and our own potentials, right? We try our best and at the same time we make dua. Right? And this is the best way to explain it to those who do not understand the philosophy of making dua, right? You do your best and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You try your best and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the rest for you. The 19th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya is titled Inda al-istisqa kana min du'ahi alayhi salam Inda al-istisqa ba'da al-jadb, right? It's in asking for water when or during a drought, which is something that inshallah we'll talk about in the next few sessions. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back momentarily.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
All right, respected brothers and sisters, as we mentioned, this 19th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya is one of the duas of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in facing the natural disaster of drought, right? It's been said that nowadays many places in the world are suffering from lack of access to clean water, or even worse, they are suffering from drought, right? Some people even anticipate that the next wars amongst nations, countries will not be over oil, rather it will be over water, right? So this dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam reflects a moment in life of every human being, in different parts of the world, in different parts of the globe, that they would face drought, right? We can even take it to a more philosophical level and talk about the drought in the spirituality as well. But that's not the point of this session. That's not what we want to do at this point. We just merely want to go over what the dua is saying. Imam Sajjad starts with this, Allahumma asghina al-ghayth, Allah, water us or send down to us water with rain, right? وَانْشُرْ عَلَيْنَا رَحْمَتَكَ بِغَيْثِكَ, and by this, unfold upon us the mercy through the copious rain. الْمُغْدِغِ مِنَ السَّحَابِ الْمُنْسَاقِ لِنَبَاتِ, right? From the driven clouds, so that your goodly earth may grow on all horizons, right? It's very important for us to understand that rain is a sign of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something that we need to keep that in mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He pours rain, when He showers us with His mercy as it's manifested in the format of rain, He does not differentiate and discriminate whether in this specific house someone was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone is a mu'min or non-mu'min. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, rain is a significance or a manifestation of the vast mercy of God. When it pours in everyone. And one of the titles we give to our imams is that they are the manifestations of the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, we've been talking about the importance and significance of the signs of God. One of the many is the rain, and we mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers people with His mercy in the format of rain, He does not differentiate and He does not discriminate in that city, in that certain geographical place or point, whether those people or the people who live under that specific house are not practicing the deen that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let the rain not pour down on them specifically. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do that. And of the titles that we give to our imams, to the Holy Prophet, we call him Rahmatan lil Alameen, mercy for all the mankind. One of the titles we call Imam Hussein alayhi salam with is Ya Rahmatullah al-Wasi'ah, oh, the manifestation of the vast mercy of God. In fact, we do not even say manifestation. We are calling Him to be the vast mercy of God, right? It's not just a resemblance. He is the vast mercy of God. Of al-mughdigh min as-sahab al-munsaq li-nabat ardik al-muwaffiq fi jami' aw al-mufiq fi jami' al-afaq, that your goodly earth may grow on all horizons, right? One thing we want to just quickly mention, and inshallah postpone the explanation to the next session, is that The great blessings of clouds, rain, and wind, since the existence of clouds, rain, and wind in nature depends on the highest source of energy, the sun, it is necessary to, inshallah, talk about a few lines about this great divine blessing. And in this dua, that's why in the very beginning we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pour us and shower us with the rain. Inshallah, anyone who is suffering from drought, by reciting this dua, they will face the bountiful and the plentiful blessing of, inshallah, water and rain. Keep us in your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد